Hello, hello, and welcome here on the Self Love Show with Sammy. I am a licensed RTT therapist and certified life coach, and I specialize in working with women who have big visions, visionary women, women with passionate, heart-calling goals that they are absolutely determined to reach. The women that come and find me and work with me are 100% in, and we get incredible success. Today, I really want to talk about imposter syndrome. So this is something that repetitively is what I work through on many layers with many different clients. Imposter syndrome is something that you hear a lot, okay? It's a bit of a buzzword. And it essentially means you have something that you want to do. Say you want to run a business, or you want to go up the career ladder. Something big, an epic, dreamy goal that you want to achieve for yourself, but you feel like you're not good enough to do it. That's imposter syndrome. And so imposter syndrome then has this umbrella underneath it where it will then sabotage you by stopping you from putting your face out into the world, putting your face on social media, writing the emails you know you should send, creating like landing pages for sales pages, creating offers. It stops you from going for job interviews. It stops you from putting yourself even as a possibility in such a talking to your manager and asking, is there any potential that I could go up the ladder, or are there any openings coming, or what do you think about my progression and where I could be? I want to talk about my next 5 years. Or it stops you from looking for a totally different career because this one is not aligned with you anymore and you have got big dreams for yourself. So there's so many things that imposter syndrome does, and it just essentially completely freezes you with fear to go for and achieve that goal of yours, that heart calling, that passion, that big sexy dream that, my God, it's such a big thing for women now that we are understanding and subscribing to the story that you can absolutely do it all. Like, you perhaps you don't want to be a mother, but if we're talking on that line, as I am a new mum, she's 1 year old now, my little girl Amelia. And throughout that first year, oh my God, did I battle with, I can't do both. I need to be all in with Amelia or all in with the business. I'm not present here. I'm not present there. And then I realized that I was telling my mind where to focus. And I was focusing on the fact that I couldn't do it and finding evidence to prove that to be true. And that is what our mind does for us. Thinks we benefit. It's benefiting us because it's doing what we're telling it to do. But anyway, yes, so it's such a big thing now that we women have missions, we've got goals, we've got desires, we've got passions, we have creations, and we're creative, and we've got ideas, and we've got inspiration, and so many things that are coming to you, to your mind, to your heart, pathways that you want to follow, goals that you want to achieve, a career that you really are destined to go for, something you feel like you're born to do. Because there's so much more in this life now. We're learning how to change our thought processes. We're learning how to take immense aligned action. We're learning that we do get to be a mum and be an epic businesswoman. Or we get to just be an incredible woman and an epic businesswoman if you're not interested in having children. Whatever it is, there's equality now, and we are fucking good, and we are reaching the top just like the men are too. But there is so much under in the imposter syndrome that stops women from doing that. So I want to talk about imposter syndrome today. It's really important to me, and it's something that I work on deeply with clients. So let's talk about how we get to the root cause of this imposter syndrome. So with one-to-one therapy with me, my 5-week packages, you get a 2.5-hour RTT session with me. Now, this is a hybrid, a really modern, really fast, really incredible life-transforming method of therapy. Marissa Peer is who trained me. And essentially, and most importantly, we get to what lies beneath your surface issue. So your surface issue issue is imposter syndrome. So let's find out where the hell that ever manifested in your childhood. It begins in your childhood, okay? So you're born this beautifully empty, wonderful, pure soul. You're confident, you feel lovable, you feel loved, hopefully. You know that your needs are supposed to be met by someone else, which is why you cry so damn much as a baby to get what you want, okay? Then, especially through the ages of 1 to 7, but it goes up to the ages of 12 as well, our minds are plastic, okay? So we use the term neuroplasticity, where you can change your brain's pathways. But from that minute that you were born until especially the ages of 7, then 12, you are wiring and firing continuously new pathways that give you these belief systems, these limitations, importantly here, these behaviors, these thought processes, and the things that you do by default. And all of this is in your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind takes over 90% of your entire life, and you do not even realize the massive impact that this has on your life and your success, not just even in your career, but in all the other pillars of your life. So when we get to the root cause of, where did you decide that you weren't good enough? Where did you decide that you weren't accepted, that you were going to be rejected? Where did you get a fear of rejection from? Where did you have a fear of abandonment from? Where have you learned to keep yourself safe and small and protect yourself? That is what we do. And it is fucking magical. The revelations, the understanding, the instant shifts as you change the meaning you have attached to things that happened to you as a child. Because what we forget to do, because we don't know, is that once we step out of childhood, we become a completely different person. But we don't upgrade our system. The way your mind works runs your entire life. And unless you upgrade that from when you were a child, you are still living as a child. You're still living as that little girl, and you don't even realize. So the things that happen to you that create this imposter syndrome happen by default, subconsciously. So you can say, yeah, I'm going to do this masterclass live for you, or yeah, I'm going to go and do this interview. And then the day comes and you absolutely S-H-I-T it. I couldn't think of another word then. And you think, no, I can't do it. Oh my God, I can't do it. You get the sweats, or you come down with an illness. Now, this is something very interesting, that when you tell your mind you don't want to do something, how many times in your life have you then come to an event and by that date you are sick? Yes, you are telling your body what to do. Your mind does exactly what your mind tells it to do. So you're not in control of what exactly that will be, but you are in control of the words that you tell your mind. Now, if you tell your mind over and over, I'm not good enough, I can't do this, but you're doing this subconsciously and you don't even realize, and then you come to the day and you can't show up. You can't be seen, you're afraid of judgment, you're afraid of the rejection, and you don't even realize. And so it is fundamentally the most important thing you do with your entire career success, and following and receiving and achieving that passion of yours on your heart, your calling, your mission, that big dream, is that you clear up what's happened in your childhood and we elevate it, transform it, and make it relevant. Make it updated to the adult woman that you are now, who is phenomenal, who is empowered, who is capable, who is strong, who can do anything she wants to do. But you need to wire that in. Your mind is neuroplastic, and we need to change the pathways that currently are telling you that you're not good enough and making you have this imposter syndrome, which stops you from taking the action that you need to take. And most importantly, here we really want it to actually be action that you enjoy taking. Or if you work with your mind, often there's things that I don't particularly want to do, but I consistently then will realise and shift it. And I am so habitually doing this now, I mean, I use my, you know, I've had many RT session for myself. I listen to the most incredibly powerful, transformative, life-changing recordings every night when I go to sleep, because your mind as you go to sleep moves into that theta brain state. And that is the access to that beautiful subconscious mind. And you need that good stuff going in there. You need your mind to know what you actually want it to do. Now you need to direct your mind, command your mind, communicate with your mind, and we can clear up this imposter syndrome. You've got big goals, you've got visions, you've got a mission, you've got a why behind all emotions involved in this dream of yours, but you're stuck. You're frozen with fear. You're frozen with imposter syndrome. You're self-doubting yourself, difficult in finding that confidence that you want, or enjoying anything, or feeling like the market is saturated, or no one's ever going to want to hear you or listen. So if this is you, then I'm calling this to you right now. I don't have many slots left. Let's end 2021 on the best way that you ever possibly could for yourself, for your career, for this passion, for this mission of yours, and every other area of your life, because it wonderfully, beautifully translates into all of those too. Change who you are, change your life, change the direction and success of your life. So to book yourself in, there are such limited slots now, so please do go and follow the link on the notes. Have a read through of the one-to-one. You can either sign up immediately or book yourself a consultation call and have a chat with me. And I really hope that you do. I can't wait to hear from you. Have an amazing Monday, an incredible week. Much love. Welcome to the She Can Have It All podcast with me, Sammy. I'm a certified RTT therapist and I specialise in shifting women's self-sabotaging patterns, that be thoughts or behaviours, and into self-love, self-belief and self-worth, because those three magical components are what will entirely, completely and permanently change your life. So you've been drawn to this show for a reason. If you're fed up with life not being how you want it to be and you deserve it to be, or even you're just fed up with yourself repeating the same patterns of behaviour over and over, well, on this podcast, I bring my own life stories and experience, my science-based therapy knowledge and background, and transformational insights just for you, so that you can finally decide that you can have it all, because life gets to be really good.